This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just tuned in, welcome to it. This is the Friday edition of the Best of Lunchtime Radio. You and I are diving straight into the Capricorn FM motoring experience. And joining me on the line is our motoring journalist, Prashirwin Naidu. He'll be taking, you know, us through the latest in the world of wheels. We'll be diving into the cute, quirky, and capable Suzuki Jimny 5-door, plus sharing thoughts on the new and bold, boisterous BMW M5. One of my favorite cars. I know he's going to be shocked to hear that, but an M5 was actually my dream car. And of course, to wrap things up, a handy motoring tip and a hot gem of the week. I have him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Kimbash. I'm fantastic. And yourself? And I'm quite shocked to see that you, a Mercedes-Benz fan, is loves the Bavarian
Look, Prashirwin, just because, you know, I was representing Mercedes-Benz at a stage, you're going to be shocked. Something is about to drop for me in January, and I'm sure you're going to be shocked. But let me not get ahead of myself. As long as you're good, how's your Friday going so far, Prashirwin?
It's better now that I'm talking to you.
You know what it is. So who's this Suzuki Jimny 5-door really for? And you know what this, it's pricing mind. Is it a yay or a nay, Prashirwin?
You know, King Bash, definitely for the thrill seekers, adventure goers. And I recount my memories in Botswana where that thing was just shining ever so bright. We handled a lot of dunes and we camped with that car, and I'm not one for, you know, I'm a creature of comfort, but to take that car out, It's definitely meant for someone who wants those adventures. And yeah, it's a yay for me. Pricing starts at 429,000 grand for the entry level GL model, and the model I had or I have currently now is the GLX. So that has a bit more nicer kit to it, nice LED headlights and bigger infotainment system. But that's really about it, and it's 457,000 rand.
Oh, okay. Most definitely. Now, what's the driving experience like in the Suzuki Jimny 5-door, both on-road and off-road?
So day-to-day driving, it's not fast, King Bash. You're not max for stop near, or it's a slow cruiser. You know, you move around, it's like a box on wheels. It's quite nimble, quite agile, and off-roading is really where it shines, honestly, to my words, when it comes to it's a little impressive little thing. And I think for the price tag of it, I think that you're definitely getting a lot more car for your money, as opposed to, let's say, if you go for a Fortuner or you know, you're getting something you can have fun with. And yes, it's powered by that 1.5 liter naturally aspirated motor. I believe it's called a K15B. So it's a recipe that's been concocted quite well. And fuel consumption, 7.1 liters. So it's not bad.
It's not bad at all. And what about the space in the interior of the Suzuki Jimny 5-door? I mean, how does it, you know, measure up overall?
So, Kimbash, you might have to leave the missus at home, or two of the missus at home, and pick the one main girly. So, space-wise, they have effed up the antiques. The previous Jimny had about 88 liters of boot space, which is kind of nothing. Now, since it's bigger, you have about 208 liters. And when you put all the seats down, it's about 850, so it's not bad. But like I said, it's for a small family, you may find it a little tight. You can only probably fit two medium-sized suitcases in the boot. And yeah, that's about it. You really would have to be quite light. And this car has nice, you know, the interior is simple, straightforward. It's not really anything that's going to make you jump out of your seat. Per se, it's solid, generous in terms of the infotainment system. I like that it's simple, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. And yeah, that's just about it. It's a looker though, King Bash, eh? I always had this midnight blue color.
Wow.
And it's a cute, every time I see a Jimny and it passes me by, they always flick at me. And naturally, as well as you drive, you think, why is he flipping me off? But I realize I'm in a Jimny.
Yeah. All right. It's like an entire family. It's like, oh my gosh, here's little brother, or here's, you know, my twin coming through. But I hear you. So before we dive into the BMW M5, oh man, I love this car so much. I can't stress how much I love this car. But nonetheless, who are Suzuki Jimny's main rivals? And, you know, would it be your pick, Prashirwin?
Okay, so it's facing the likes of the Mahindra Thar, the Jeep Wrangler, and the Toyota Land Cruiser 70 series. But it's a yes and no for me. I think it's lovely in the sense of if it feeds that off-roading craving. If you can't afford, let's say, a Bucky that's 800,000 Rand, but your budget is just around there, it offers that sweet spot as a single person. If you love your adventures and you need something that's capable, then it will probably feed into that day. And I think that would be the reason for me. I'm in the city all the time. I can't see myself going on camping 24/7. I did it once. I don't think it will take some time to get back into it, you know? So, yeah, I think definitely for that type of specific person.
All right. No, look, I'm about to ask you a very... For me, it's a ridiculous question because I've never been in one. I'm sure it's very fast, but let's talk speed. What's your take on the BMW M5 and when can we expect it to arrive in the driveway for you to have a go?
You know, King Bash, yeah, it's a touchy subject for me, but with the BMW M5, I haven't tested it out yet, but I've heard that it's heavier. It has a lot more power, and it's a mild hybrid engine, so they've combined electric with some power. It has about a 4.5-liter V8, and it's monstrous. And 1,000 newton meters of torque, 535 kilowatts, a 0-100 in 3.5 seconds. It's quick, to say the least. And, of course, aggressive styling galore, and to combat the weight distribution, because they say it is the most heaviest M5 ever created. They decided to put carbon fiber all around. And yes, I'm waiting. I've reached out to BMW. I've never had a problem with other manufacturers before.
Yeah.
I deal with everybody. But it seems that BMW is the only one that I kind of have to, you know, I've sent numerous emails, calls. I don't know who's the head honcho there. And so let's see next year. Maybe we might get the M5 and then I can actually dissect it, but for now we'll have to look at it as eye candy.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so for you to get the M5 for now, we'll just say Prashovin is, for the first time in his life, is in the general section.
Yes. Out of everybody, King Bash, out of all manufacturers I do with, it's like, what is going on with BMW? what is going on?
It makes sense. All right, so let's wrap it up with a quick motoring tip for our listeners, and of course, a hot jam of the week.
All right, thank you, King West. So I'm not sure if many of you know about the tragic incident that happened in Bombela, where a Mercedes-Benz was speeding quite fast and he crashed into a truck at an intersection. It was green for him, but yet he was speeding ridiculously fast. And yes, it led to two people passing away. And yeah, the crash was reported, you know, it was a hectic one. On impact, they died instantly. And I think one passenger went to the hospital, but they died there. And yes, please, you know, in that situation, both people were kind of at fault there, because the truck driver skipped that light when it was for the Mercedes-Benz, but it was too late. He was speeding. And I think as a motoring tip, I know we always hear all the time, just, you know, especially December, we all want to, you know, be in a hurry, whether it's with friends and you're trying to impress people. Just please take your time. Don't rush. Don't speed. And just be careful out there on the roads. And I'm going to end off by When Sparks Fly by Vince Staples.
All righty. Prashovin, thank you so much, you know, for catching up with us. We'll catch you again next week, and do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead.
Have a blessed one, as always, King Bash, and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.